Welcome to Glam Mom Social, where we empower women and grow through self-love. This podcast was created to inspire women to be themselves with no fears and no self-doubt. Ride along with us on this journey called life. On this episode of Glam Mom Social, we'll be chatting with Camille LaBeouf, advocate for Beauty Counter. We will be talking to her about non-toxic skincare options, as well as what encouraged her as a mother to make a switch to Beauty Counter.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. So welcome to Glam Mom Social. I'm really excited to be chatting with you. I know it's been a long time coming. I'm super interested in Beauty Counter. And one of the reasons that it kind of intrigued me was the ingredients and the safer products. I think that when I first had Vincenzo, I didn't even wear makeup because I didn't even want to touch him with it. I was paranoid. He was my first child. And I just didn't even want to go there. But, you know, as you have other kids, you kind of just forget about it. And you're like, yeah, it's fine. No big deal. And then Beauty Counter kind of popped up. And I was like, oh, my God, it's a huge deal. What am I thinking? So I kind of wanted to just chat with you about that. So if you can just introduce yourself and just kind of tell us who you are and what you do and how you started this journey.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. My name is Camille LaBeouf and I live in North Vancouver. I'm a mom of two girls and been with my husband for, I don't like to call him my life partner. He doesn't like that. Husband for 13 years. And I really started my journey right from the get-go, and then kind of like from birth, being raised by a hippie mom and always being very minimalistic. And then I kind of, you know, like most of us, reverted and did my own thing and did pretty much the complete opposite up until I came to having my own children. So she will love hearing this, that I kind of, yeah, came full circle and realized that I had girls and it was going to be, you know, products and makeup and everything that was going inside of them was going to be an issue forever. Not just girls, boys too, of course. But with girls, the makeup and the hormone craziness seems to be a little bit more intense with girls. So, I started to sort of really look at food, and I thought that I was just doing really good, really great at keeping them healthy with only focusing on food. And then I worked towards my cleaning products. I kind of switched to safer with my cleaning stuff. And then I didn't really even think about the stuff that I was putting on their skin until I was introduced to Beauty Counter. And your skin being the biggest organ, it absorbs everything. It goes into your bloodstream and less than 22 seconds, and it is completely an industry that isn't regulated at all. Like I thought living in Canada we had the upper hand and we were protected and all of our stuff was safe and nothing to worry about. And then I realized that wasn't the case at all. So kind of fueled a rage inside of me, and I wanted everybody to know that. So I just made it my mission to tell everybody that I knew that what they were using was causing harm and, you know, causing things like influx and cancer. Like, you know, there isn't, it's beyond genetics now. So it's right. become, in my eyes, an epidemic that can be prevented. And I am furious about that. So there's so much money going into cures and stuff to cancer and other diseases, and it frustrates me that no one's looking at prevention. So that's kind of where and why that started for me. Yeah.
Would you say that was your like aha moment where you just kind of shifted and it just all kind of made sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I looked up the date because I was trying to remember the date that I went to our mutual friend Stephanie's house for a beauty counter party pop-up, kind of an educational night. And it was June 25th, 2018. So not too long ago. And yeah, I just was flabbergasted. So that was my aha moment. And I quickly came home and started. I didn't even try the products. I signed up as a consultant right away because I knew that I was going to switch everything over and that was going to be the cheapest way to do it. So yeah, that was my
that's great
aha moment.
And now, I guess, how do you choose your focus? Like, what do you start with? Or because I know there's so many products on the market that say that they're natural or organic and all that stuff. So how did you choose your focus?
Yeah, I didn't even know there was a thing called greenwashing before I was introduced to the term, but it can be, it's definitely something that's out there, and so many companies are advertising themselves as organic and all natural, and unfortunately so many of them come with other things. I found out that only 70% of the ingredients need to be natural or organic to be able to be called that. So it doesn't necessarily mean there isn't a whole bunch of other crap that's in there that's causing you harm. So Beauty Counter has what we call our never list. And it's basically goes off of the European standards. We kind of take it one step further, and it's like 1500 ingredients that are banned and deemed toxic, or adding to our toxic load. So that's a great place to start. Obviously 1500 ingredients is impossible to remember when you're going shopping. So there's, you know, kind of the top ones to look out for that I kind of start with, that I sort of introduced to people, which is fragrance being one of the main ones, parabens, PEGs, and SLSs, which are like sodium lauryl sulfates.
Right.
Those are kind of the big contributors. They do a bunch of different things. They're used as preservatives. They're used as thickeners. They're used as fragrance, just covering, you know, just added to that. And it's so hard once you see those, and are aware of them, it can be like, then you start seeing them everywhere. Right. So one of my big things is I like to remind people, like, stress is definitely worse than, you know, than switching everything over right away. So don't freak out about it. Don't stress about it, because it's just going to make it worse. But be aware and just try to do better. That's all we can do, right? And start with the thing that you put on your skin every single day, or on your head, or on your kids. Just start somewhere, and that's better than not starting, right?
So right.
That's kind of
so. What would you say motivates you to be part of Beauty Counter?
What motivates me to be part of it? Well, like I said, it fueled like a bit of a rage inside of me, and I'm somebody that's once I get passionate about something, I need to shout it from the rooftops. So I basically just couldn't, I don't know, once I knew the information, I couldn't just sit back and not share it. Like my friends, I know my friends and my family relied on me to a certain degree to educate them in other areas of their, you know, of their health. And I've prided, I don't know if that's the word. I'm proud of being that person that has sort of been an educator for a while, you know? And so I kind of just felt it obligation to continue that. And I'm not saying there isn't other, there's not that there isn't other options and products out there. Beauty Counter isn't the only one. I know firsthand that their screening and their testing and their transparency is fully legit. So I've tried lots of other brands and stuff before, and they either aren't high performing enough, or I find out that really their sourcing of their ingredients isn't that great. So, you know, there's always something that comes up.
Right.
But with Beauty Counter, that hasn't been the case, and I've done a ton of research. So that's kind of why I've just sort of fallen to Beauty Counter and trust them completely, mainly their transparency and their push to make a change throughout the whole industry, not just providing consumers with a solution, which is great and it's a high performing solution, but we also get to do something else, which is huge for me. I've been in a corporate world for a while, and it's just not fulfilling. I finally gave my notice. I'm gonna be
so exciting.
Yeah, Beauty Counter full time as of March. So it fills my bucket, if you will. So
that's amazing. So where would someone start, and what are some simple practices for someone listening? Like if somebody wanted to kind of start with Beauty Counter, what would you recommend they kind of do?
Well, the first thing is just being conscious and aware of what you're buying. Firstly, taking the time to understand what you're buying and why you're buying it. You know, is the product that you're buying to fix a problem? And is that problem preventable in another way? And looking at our website, at the Never List, or on my Instagram account, I have our condensed version there. Checking that out and just making yourself familiar with those kind of top contributors is good. And then, you know, as you go, like it's a journey. So as I've started looking at like my personal care products, it's now brought me to being aware more of my food that I'm buying. So now because everything adds to our toxic load, right? We all have a toxic load that our body can only keep up with, eliminating those toxins at a certain rate. So if we can obviously minimize the toxins that we're putting in, we're going to be healthier in the long run. So, you know, when I'm, for instance, buying my produce, I look at purchasing things that aren't wrapped in plastic, because I know that plastic's contributing to our environment, which is contributing to our toxic load at a different level.
Right.
And, you know, when I'm, my cleaning products, like I don't remember the last time I was in a cleaning product aisle and purchased anything other than vinegar and water and some essential oils. Like
it's so simple.
Awesome thing is when you educate yourself and open yourself up to this, it actually, like, it can seem daunting at first, but it actually saves you so much time and so much money in the long run. that it's a switch that everyone should really look at making. But it's a journey and it doesn't need to all happen at once. For me, I knew I was gonna, for sure, my like personal care products, I needed a solution for. I was becoming a witch in my kitchen, like making all my own stuff, and had like all these like my own face masks. And
I can see that.
Yeah. And like, who has the time for that? Like, really?
I know.
So, and was it really working? Probably not. So, I knew I was going to switch everything over. Our consultant, like, business opportunity is hands down like the easiest, most like uncomplicated plan, like compensation structure and sign up plan that you can do. It's like $98 if you've never used Beauty Counter before. It's $98 to sign up and you get 25% off of everything. So it's pretty pretty easy to do. And so if someone is out there looking to just make a complete switch, then that's the best way to do it. But we also have like a membership program, and we have a amazing host program too. So if you host a pop-up and I bring all of our fun products to you, then you get a bunch of free stuff. So there's other other nice ways.
That's exciting. I think that it's I think that being in the beauty industry, it's a bit scary because we are, and I talked a little bit about this on my Instagram prior to this podcast, but where I'm constantly altering people's hair. So they have gray hair, they want to be back to their natural color. They have blonde hair, they want to go back to dark. They have dark hair, they want to go back to light. And it's a lot of chemicals, and there really isn't any other way of putting it besides that it kind of is what it is. And even though people say, you know, my stylist uses ammonia free, there's a derivative in it that replaces the ammonia that is a chemical. So it just kind of is what it is. So it's really important for me to find safer products at home as well as at the salon besides the color to, you know, make sure that clients have, you know, not only the best results, but also the best products, and they're safe and they don't get a reaction or they don't have long-term illnesses or something like that, you know? So,
yeah, I mean, it's so hard. I've gotten to the gray stage. So I was really starting to get worried about how often I was covering up my grays, and I was reacting to it. So it was not just, you know, me in my head. It was like actually my head.
Yeah.
My head not liking it. So I mean, and it's kind of a social perception thing too, right? Like we're all trying to be this person that we think will make us feel better about ourselves. And so I decided to and I still flip-flop with it. I'm not perfect, and I'm like, you know, the most confident person in the world with my grays. I still am like self-conscious of it, especially when my children are like, oh, mom, wow. You know, so it's definitely a bigger battle than just making the decision to go natural. But there are, you know, there are safer options for certain things. And I still know people that are trying their best that, you know, still are like, no, I need to do my nails every month, or I need to have my eyelashes. They're my favorite thing. And
yeah,
you know,
like,
we do what we need to do to make ourselves feel amazing.
Absolutely.
And because being a mom is hard enough, so don't want to.
And that's the thing is, like, you know, you don't want to think of this as an opportunity to just give everything up, but definitely to just be aware and to teach your children, like your mom taught you, where, you know, you weren't ready until you were ready, till you had kids, till you started realizing that these things were important. And I think that it's definitely a great topic and a good conversation, and it's such a great company to be a part of, that I think is going to make a huge impact long term, not only just now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think it's just stopping and taking that extra minute to go, okay, why do I feel I need to do my nails? Okay, it makes me feel good for this reason. Like, just being conscious of it and being okay with those decisions. And if something doesn't feel good at the end of the day, then stop doing it and make yourself feel good in a different way that's healthy. So, yeah.
So true. So I guess what's to come next for you and your business? Wait, I know that you are starting with Beauty Counter full-time in March. So
yeah,
what do you have planned and what are your long-term goals?
Well, I do have some plans. I'm pretty excited. I'm going to be launching a new business that's kind of building off of Beauty Counter called Consciously Clean Living.
Wow,
and I'm hoping to have that going in the spring, where I'll offer consultations to people and hopefully eventually like workplaces as well, just to simplify the switch to clean and toxic free. So everything from personal care products to cleaning products to kitchen utensils and food. I'd love to collaborate with somebody in the clothing world. And yeah, because I'm very aware of the fast fashion going on right now. Or not right now, it's been going on for a while. So yeah, I'm trying to kind of build off of Beauty Counter and kind of tackle everything that we touch on a daily basis. And then eventually, from there, I'm not sure. I'm hoping for the fall or early 2021. I'd love to start my own mobile bulk dispensary service. So Beauty Counter is trying to switch to a lot of refillable products, which is super exciting.
Awesome.
Just to cut down on packaging. And that's something that I've been aware of and trying to do myself. I'm a huge fan of the soap dispensary. I just cannot get over there enough.
I know. I wish they had different like locations. Yeah. It would be so helpful.
So that's my plan, is to have a mobile dispensary where I will be able to pop up in different communities and people can come and fill up their products.
It's so amazing that reminds me. So funny I'm saying this, but when I lived in Italy, we had a gentleman come with a huge truckload of veggies and fish and meat, and he would just park outside our apartment building and everyone would come out and pick out whatever they needed for the day or the week or whatever. And that's how we did our groceries.
Right?
And it wasn't even that long ago. I don't feel like I'm that old.
No, that's just like, it's like a different way.
It's a different way
living over there.
Yeah.
Like that makes so much sense, you know? And
yeah,
we're so into online shopping and like grocery delivery and stuff now, but like the packaging that comes with it is pretty
insane.
Crazy.
It's insane. So, my recycling is insane because I have three kids plus myself and Phil, and we like eat a lot, like we just do. So it's crazy. And I said to him, it's so funny you say that, because I said to him the other night, we need to figure out this recycling thing because we cannot keep buying plastic.
I know.
It's not okay. But, you know, if you do want some fruit or like grapes, they all come in packaging.
I know.
So it's just, it's like in Europe, I know that they specifically, this is like totally off topic, but they eat within season. So, you know, they probably wouldn't eat grapes right now because they're not in season. So
there's something to that.
Makes sense.
No,
it just makes sense.
What was the, challenge of like eating within 60 kilometers? Was that like a thing?
Yes, 100 miles.
100 miles. Thank 100 you.
Mile.
60
yeah.
kilometers.
No, yeah.
So Canadian.
100 mile
yes. diet. Yeah.
I know
there's something, but that's something that I've been trying to do is, you know, looking in the produce section and what can I buy that, like, I've even switched my family to field cucumber, or is it field cucumbers versus like the ones that come in plastic?
Right. Yes.
I don't know, little things like that. I feel like, but in the grand scheme of things, we need to be targeting like the businesses, and or, you know, businesses need to get on board. Restaurants, the food, like those kind of industries are huge contributors.
Huge.
So
yeah,
that's eventually with Consciously Clean Living, I'm hoping to get into some of those companies and start looking at, you know, what green initiatives they can take advantage of, like provincially and federally, and start promoting things that way to try to make a bigger impact and change on that level. So yeah,
that's amazing. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on the podcast, and I absolutely love this topic, and I think it's going to be really beneficial for so many moms and women and families out there. I think it's going to be really good. So I guess if anyone has any questions for you, they can just check out your Instagram.
Absolutely. Any questions or any information that they want to share, because I'll be the first to say that I don't know it all. But I know that I need to just start somewhere. So, and just start with the knowledge that I do have. So if anyone has info they want to share with me and or questions they have for me, then Instagram is great. bc.clean.living. Or they can just email me at bc.clean.living@gmail.com too.
Awesome.
Thanks, Rosanna.
Thank you so much, Camille.
Okay. We'll talk soon. Take care.
Thank you for following along. Be sure to tune in to our social media page, Glam Mom Social Podcast on Instagram, and follow along on my website at www.rosannamorano.com.